It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, adventurous, curious, and all those good things reporter. Other than getting wet on Saturday night, Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, I'm sorry to hear all the problems of people up north. Kent was saved during this terrible storm. So you folks have, in Salisbury and Falls Village, have really taken the brunt of it. And it was a wild weekend. And
Harrington, Harwinton, it remains a mess. I know that that certainly for the entire weekend, Torrington was out, but people are beginning. Well, what's more relevant is trying to get home. trying to get home on Saturday night was pretty interesting up here. But I did see someone who was heading down to Kent since all other accesses were blocked off, and obviously, he hit the jackpot.
Just so that those listening would understand, Jill's talking about her making a trip from the radio station in Sharon to get to her house on Music Mountain. And it was shortly after the big storm that hit a little after 7 o'clock at our house, and I live in Lakeville. Everything started to go sideways, if you will, with the weather. And essentially, we felt strongly at that time that there was definitely signs of tornado, and I don't think there's been absolute confirmation from National Weather Service at this point. But if you examine some of the damage, if you examine some of the damage in Salisbury and such, it sure as hell looks like tornadic activity. So a lot of things in Salisbury are going to be closed down. We're not sure. The cleanup continues as the weather continues to not be so good until probably tomorrow morning, Wednesday, when we see some of the first just normal weather with sun, you know, and getting warm again. But in the meantime, there's a lot of power outages across the diagonal in the state of Connecticut because the storm that came through kind of went that diagonal, which explains why, Ruth, you guys got lucky on that side, and on the northeast side of it, people got lucky. But anybody in that one track got pounded. And so Eversource has been calling in people and bringing in people from outside the area because where it hit, those areas are just a total mess. So very hard
By
cleanup.
The way,
but a lot, one of those things, too, that people like to go out and start surveying with any of this stuff. Remind people when this is going on, don't go out being curious about it. Just let the professionals and the people that are necessary go out there to clean the roads and take care of the power lines and stuff. So and that's about all. That's about all I can say this morning about it. So I'll kind of leave it
only
at that.
Thing I would like to add to your message, that's it, is that great thanks to the people on Saturday night who took matters in a very safe way into their own hands because there were trees and they had chainsaws, and it was a good thing because people were getting stuck left, right, and center. The other thing I want to say is that in terms of National Weather Service confirmation, no, you're absolutely right. There hasn't been time. But in terms of visual sighting in driveway, we have that. So in Salisbury, visual sighting of tornado in driveway. So
this will be one of those storms to remember. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it will, because it hit right about the time people were heading in for fireworks activities and other things. And despite it, it didn't really last that long, but I heard a lot of fireworks going off from where I was. So once it was cleared and everything, the people that planned on doing their fireworks, and a lot of these were, you know, smaller ones, but they were shooting them off regardless. So maybe they had no power and they had nothing else to do. So
I believe that.
So we'll see how
no
that
comment.
Goes. So did you manage to get to any activities during the day on the 4th of July, Ruth?
I did. Actually, I got to several activities this past week, so before it all happened. On Thursday night, there was a wonderful tribute to Stan McMillan and Jamie Casey. The two are the longtime municipal Sharon employees who both retired. in June, and a huge crowd came out to give them support and praise and admiration. And Stan, as you know, was the longtime fire marshal and building inspector in Sharon, and he also fire marshal in several other towns. And Jamie was had several hats, the last one being the land use administrator in Sharon. And so that was a lovely affair, and best wishes to both of them. They both have been replaced. Bill Petraface is the new Stan McMillan in Sharon, and Nikki Blass will be is taking over for Jamie.
Now,
Then
do you know, are these two also going to be working other towns like their predecessors, or do we know
I
that yet?
don't think so. I think no. As far as I know, they're just Sharon. So the other town, there are towns looking for building inspector. I know that. Yeah.
There seems to be a shortage on people like that going on around the area.
Yeah. It's a concern.
Yeah,
With
because
all
there's
these jobs, we all know that
yeah.
finding municipal workers, and that gets into that whole appointed versus elected, but
Yeah.
that's a whole nother issue.
There's skill sets that need to be there. And despite all things, the building around this north corner has northwest corner has failed to slow down at all. And of
Right.
course, now there's going to be even more building to do, so
Yeah. Well, that article in the journal this week talked about all the projects in Sharon, some being a bit stymied at the moment with Gold Dog, and that's the 12-unit one off Hospital Hill that's been in litigation. Then there's the 4 units that are going into affordable units going into the community center, and that's been halted a bit. So there lots of activity.
what's the hold up on that one? Yeah, I noticed they had the opening dig and everything, and then nothing after that.
Yeah, I think it's state grant money. Something's
Oh,
happened
okay. Because I know the,
there.
excuse me, the Holly Place down there in Lakeville, they've started on that down there, but right now that site is having little activity on it at all. I have no idea why, but if they continue to build at the rate they've started off with, it'll probably be 6 years before it's done. I don't know if they've run into something or whatever, but the site's been unusually quiet.
Well, you're right. There should be lots of activity, so I don't know. But
So
and
I just
then
say,
yes.
go ahead. No, go on. Never mind.
Then on Friday was a real sweet treat as always at the Let's Eat Cake auction at the Sharon Historical Society, and once again, unbelievable confectioners. Confectionaries were on the auction block, and it's a really fun fundraiser. And cakes go for $1,000, $1,300. The highest went for $2,500.
Seriously? Really? Oh my
Fundraiser for
God.
the Historical
Well,
Society.
no, I know that,
Yeah,
but
so
a
it's a
cake?
way of making a donation. So you, but you get a cake in
Wow,
as
I
well.
didn't know cakes could
And
bring in
how
that
many
kind of
years
money.
have they been doing that?
You know, I have to check that out.
Because
I
I mean,
didn't.
years and years, very successful. Probably one of the, my opinion, only smartest fundraisers that exists, because it's fun. You know that it's cake, and the people who write checks like that, you know, write checks like that one way or the other. So let them eat cake. You know, it's a good one.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. And so it's a bit, it's an auction, and they have bids, and people bid on cakes. And of course, this past weekend was all July 4th celebrations. Lots of readings of the Declaration of Independence. In Kent, they had a group reading it. In Salisbury, Lou Buccieri always reads it every year at the Grove. And in Cornwall, they had a parade, and was very sweet with lots of little banners and floats and things. And then Sam Waterston, the actor, gave Quite a rousing speech about the meaning of the Declaration. Despite the heat, people were out at all these events. It was amazing. I mean, it was hot, and people were out and about to celebrate. I guess in Falls Village, they had their first big July 4th party, and I guess I'm trying to think. Sharon had its function. So, yeah, everybody was out partying and celebrating the 250th.
Until
As
they
we,
couldn't go home.
sorry.
Until they couldn't get, because the storm hit around 7 o'clock. Would you say, Mike, 7:20, on the evening of the 4th? So the people who were out celebrating were on their way home or attempting to get home, and that didn't go as planned.
And some people are still probably still stuck in their homes. Yeah. And driveways are.
Oh, we as we did, yeah. No, it was something. I'm sure that as you are roving, rambling, and intrepidating during this week, you will acquire
Yeah.
numerous entertaining or not so entertaining stories.
I'm sure. So if
Yeah,
all
go ahead.
goes. If all goes well, we don't know, what's going to be open during the week and what isn't. But on the schedule for tonight, we have the next installment of Tuesdays at 7 at the Historical Society in Falls Village, at the South Caden Meeting House, and Lou Bucherri, who I formerly mentioned, is the guest speaker. He's going to be talking about characters from the Revolutionary, local characters from the Revolutionary War, on Thursday, the Republican gubernatorial candidate Ryan Fazio is going to be speaking in at the Kent Town Hall. This is sponsored by the Republican Town Committees of Kent, Sharon, and Salisbury. There are several things, as I say, coming up to be go to or listen to or hopefully still be on.
Yeah, and that'll be the big car show in Falls Village. Car and Motorcycle is next week or this coming weekend as
That's
well.
right. Boy, that keeps coming. Things come
Coming
up
fast and
quickly.
furious. Yeah, well, two big weekends as far as the two Canaans are concerned, because you have the car show and motorcycle show in Falls Village this coming weekend, and the following weekend is all the festivities in North Canaan of what used to be called Railroad Days, but they've kind of remodeled the look and everything of it. But this is the first weekend of it, which will have parades and just all kinds of things going on, chicken barbecues, on and on and on. And a matter of fact, we're going to be talking with the folks from North Canaan this week a little later on, and they can tell everybody about it themselves, what all they've got planned. So two big weekends in Canaan
Two
and
big
North Canaan.
weekends.
Yeah.
Along with the car show comes the tag sale, huge tag sale from the library
Well, that's right,
in
yes.
Falls Village. And one mention of the community dinners, we haven't really talked about that put on in North Canaan. This goes every month, a free community dinner at the Bitterman Center on Wednesday, and I believe it's Wednesday. Those are for anybody and anyone, and this session will feature the folks dressed up for the Revolutionary War era, and I'm not sure what the menu is, but we should really publicize that more because it's a great thing. It's on every month and a free meal, and it's not just for the food, of course, it's for the socialization as well. So lots going on.
And
As always.
another Mike has just a traffic warning note that on top of everything else going on, I believe
No.
we've got the NASCAR Truck Series, which will be creating traffic reroutes in the vicinity of Lime Rock, etc. So if anyone remembers last year, they can go, oh yeah, just to be
What is
aware of.
that? This coming weekend?
Because see now the car show and the NASCAR, the Falls Village Motor, it's connected.
All
Yes.
right, so summer activities will go on regardless of Mother Nature. And I guess we'll have to deal. Weekends seem to have been, for a while now, notorious for weird weather now. So I'm going to
I think
say
you had
caution.
two, and then voila. We had two good, lots of rain for weekends, then we had two sunny weekends, yay, and then we got to the 4th of July, and here we are. So we will let's see what happens.
All right, well, onward and upward. Anything else for you this morning, Ruth?
I think that's it. We'll be, as you say, looking and seeing how things, how the cleanup goes. And hopefully, people, Mike, I hope they heed your warning to stay away from downed trees and don't try to be a hero.
Yeah, it's
And don't.
unfortunately that usually does not end well. So, in
Sorry.
any
Oh, yes, you're
event. All
absolutely
right,
right.
well, thank you so much for your time and being out there for us once again. And we look forward to meeting with you next Tuesday again.
And with that being said, this has been What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, adventurous, intrepid, curious, etc. reporter on Robin Hood Radio.